We've had hail all across the area over this last week, and you've probably been the recipient of some. Thankfully, it came with some moisture, but how bad has that hail hurt our corn and wheat? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomy Specialist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply on your farm. Now for the wheat. The yield loss is basically a direct relationship to the heads broke off the plants. This is because we are so near to the end of our growing season. For the wheat that still had some green in it, the hail damage may not have broke the heads completely off the plant, but will break the stem over. This limits the amount of water and nutrients moving into the head and can prevent those kernels from maturing properly to cause lower yields and lower test weights. Now for our corn. A great deal of our corn is in the V8 to V9 stage, and some of that later corn is even smaller at the V4 to V5 stage. Both of these stages of growth are important in the ability of the corn to recover from the defoliation from the hail. Now make sure you note on this. A great deal of our corn was not just defoliated. The stalks were also pretty beat up because a lot of that hail came with a whole lot of wind. All of those open wounds on those corn stalks will allow pathogens to infect the stalk and cause stalk rot. Okay, let's go back to corn stages. Around the V4 and V5 stage of corn growth, that growing point is still below or right at the soil surface. V4 or V5 means that we're in vegetative growth and the collars of 4 or 5 of those leaves are visible on that corn plant. In this case, if the leaves are destroyed, there will be little, if any, yield reduction. This is because the amount of leaf area destroyed is only a very small percentage of the total leaf area on a corn plant. Corn plants can have between 24 and 26 leaves, and we've only destroyed 5 of the smallest ones. The lack of yield reduction may be a little surprising based on the appearance of our corn plants, but give them a few days and new leaves will begin to appear. Now, what about our bigger corn, the corn that's around V8 or V9? At the V8 stage, collars of 8 leaves are visible on that corn plant. You may need to look closely at the base of the plant to get an accurate count on leaves. When I checked leaves at the end of this last week, the first 4 leaves were a little hard to get a count on because they were pretty tattered and turning brown at the base of the plant. At V8, there are several ear shoots present, but only 1 or 2 will become harvestable ears. In addition, the plant is continuing to put on nodal roots for support of the corn plant. A tassel is also continuing to form and can be easily found if you split a corn plant in half and look towards the top half of that corn plant. Now, what about hail damage on V8 or V9 corn? If all of the unfurled leaves were removed by hail, the final grain yield may be reduced 10 to 20%. Now, please remember that these numbers are yield loss estimates and are just that. Estimates. It does not take into account the damage done to the stem of the corn plant. For some corn plants, they were nearly cut in half by the hail. They will have a really hard time recovering from that type of damage. However, corn that has just lost leaves will start to put out new leaves and will have moisture to support that new growth from all the rain that we've gotten this weekend. I have corn yield loss charts from hail posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy and on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. If you have any questions about what you're seeing in your field, please let me know. You can get a hold of me at the K-State Experiment Station in Colby or at the Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs.